From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Another bill proposed in Congress seeks to address concerns for livestock haulers regarding hours of service regulations, adding to a growing list of legislative fixes. The Modernizing Agricultural Transportation Act was put forward in the House on May 2nd by Minnesota Representative Colin Peterson and Indiana Rep. Greg Pence, who tells AgWeb.com the bill reduces the regulatory burden and provides flexibility for truckers, farmers, and producers. The Senate version is supported by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and U.S. Cattlemen's Association, among others. In a recent glyphosate review, the EPA continues to find no public health risks when used in accordance with label instructions and that it's not a carcinogen. According to AgriMarketing.com, the agency's scientific findings on human health risk are consistent with scientific reviews done in many other countries. While the EPA didn't identify risks in the 2017 human health risk assessment, the ecological assessment did find certain risks and are now proposing measures to help farmers target pesticides, protect pollinators, and reduce weed resistance to glyphosate. A long-running dispute between the National Association of Wheat Growers and its largest state member has come to a head. The North Dakota Grain Growers Association is pulling out. President Jeff Mertz tells AgWeb.com, although we've enjoyed a beneficial partnership with NAWG since 1977, we've seen a decline in support for issues affecting North Dakota and have decided not to renew our contract. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.